Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm at the covering show in Orlando, their home base, and I'm with Jen Hoff with Taffy. Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy to be back in Orlando.
So Taffy is your company, and you manage the covering show for the five owners. You were telling me that registration's on track, and the amount of lease space is about what it was last year, right?
Yes. We never know till we get through to the end about where we end up with registration, but we're trending high, and we have all the different categories, the distributors, the contractors, the architects, designers, fabricators. It's going to be great.
I think it's interesting to mention that this is the largest flooring trade show from a leased area in the country, right?
I believe so. We are actually celebrating this week as being honored in the fastest growing 50 trade shows in the country. So we're excited to be honored in that celebration here in Orlando this week with the trade show industry.
The covering show.
Yes, yes.
Some things that you've done this year. You've got tours. Tell us a couple of the highlights of some things that are not to miss.
Okay. We have all the international pavilions, which are strong. We're going into the show, people were wondering, how's it going to be with such an international gathering? It's buzzing. Everybody showed up, everybody's here, and we're really celebrating the industry. We have what we're calling the Galvanized Women's Conference Lounge. We have five or six women's organizations that have pulled together to provide content and networking and really excitement here in the convention center.
You know, one of the things you do well at this show is the whole education conference. You know, I attended the Tile Trends seminar at 11 o'clock today, and it was well done, and it was a full room. I think it's also interesting to point out that, you know, while you go to, say, Surfaces, and you see that that's really a retailer show, and you come here, and there are some retailers here, but there's a lot more specifiers and a lot of distributors. This is recognized, you know, as a show that's kind of two-step distribution to the consumer, goes through distribution. And that's why one of the reasons that the aisles sometimes don't look as crowded, because a distributor will come with one or two people and can place an order that's a much bigger order than a retailer, right?
That is a great point. The design of the show is very European, very international. So the booths are almost designed as a individual environment. So behind the walls, there's all kinds of business and networking and relationship building going on. It's very exciting.
Yeah, said differently, they offer vignettes, which is you go into their space behind their walls and you actually see room scenes of what you might be able to do for a bedroom or for a kitchen, whereas some of these other shows, you see just racks of product. That's a big difference.
Yeah, there's a mix. Like I said, it's almost museum quality is how I describe it to my trade show industry friends. You come here, you feel like you're in your own little world, and you go through all the booths, and you can wind your way through just one booth for an hour. It's crazy. It's great.
You know, I went into Stone Peak, which is the Iris Group, and I asked him, you know, what's different this year? He said the whole booth is put up with magnetic panels, so they can take it right down.
Oh, wow.
So there's some of that innovation going on. I sat in on the Trends meeting this morning, and they were talking about how the whole digital imaging process has evolved and how many different guns there are, where it used to just be laying down color. Now it's laying down texture, and it's laying down whether it's shiny or muted. So the technology to make this product continues to evolve.
Actually, we have the trend stage, we have the installation stage, and it all talks about all these new innovations on how to build it, what the product is, and how to really take advantage of everything it can be. And it's definitely, like you said, evolving. Speaking of the Stone Peak booth, I was in there. It's just delightful. You feel like you're almost in your favorite restaurant, and it's just beautiful.
This show takes quite a while to set up, doesn't it?
It takes quite a while. I got here the day after Easter, which was a week ago, and we've been here for about 8 to 10 days to set up. Also, it's interesting that all the containers with all the tile come from overseas, and we stage those. They start arriving about a month out. So it is quite a process. And at the end of the day, it's 14 million pounds of beautiful tile and stone for everybody to enjoy.
Speaking of your owners, you have the Italian Tile Association, the Spanish Tile Association, obviously the North American Tile Association. They all are pretty happy with the show, aren't they?
Oh, they love it. And they come and do their tours and press conferences and have pavilions with all of their members. So their trade show associations with their membership, and they support the industry by providing this place for all the industry to come together.
Let's talk about your history here. You actually worked for a different company and ran coverings and then left, and they sought you out and brought you back to run it, right?
That is a summary of a longer story, but yes, I worked for a company for 20 years. Coverings was in that portfolio of shows, and I left to help a friend. 2 years after that, I decided I'm going to start my own company. 2 years after that, I reconnected with the Coverings board, and they hired my company. So I went from an entrepreneur who wanted to start a company with two employees, and overnight I was at about 12 employees. Now we're up to about 40 employees, so it's great.
And how long has Taffy been running the show?
Taffy started 10 years ago, so 8 years.
So next year, where's the show?
We're heading to Vegas, and we're very excited. We are signing up booths on site here to participate. And again, it's looking great. Everybody's picking their spaces as we speak.
It's refreshing that you do move this show and you go, you know, Western and then Eastern, because that gives people from other parts of the country who may not want to travel across the country a chance to see the show every other year, right?
Yes, and once somebody comes from a different region, when it goes back, a lot of those people do return. The covering show is very interesting because, as we mentioned, there's some logistical anomalies, and it can only go in certain convention centers in the country. So we like to move around a little, and we definitely like coming to Orlando.
Okay, Jen, thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Jen Hoff, the CEO of Taffy, who runs the covering show, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.